Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Deneen.
Well, thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm excellent. So what part of the world are you in today?
Well, I live in the heart of coffee country, Colombia.
Ooh, did you love coffee before moving to there?
I learned to like coffee when I was about 14 years old, when I was at church camp working, and I had to get up very early. Before then, I was a tea drinker, and I'm still a tea drinker, one cup or maybe two during the day of coffee, but the rest of the day it's tea.
Tell me about church camp.
I grew up in a denomination where we had a campground and we would go every summer to different camps. So you'd have, you know, children's camp and youth camp, and we had a family camp. And during family camp, I was working because I was a youth person. So I was working in the cafeteria. And so it's just a place where you have all day things scheduled for recreation. And also we had a huge open air tabernacle, which is what we call the tabernacle. It was just an open air like roof with, you know, being held up by poles and wooden benches. And it was just a beautiful time. So there was a choir. And so there was lots of cabins and lots of families came for the whole week.
What state were you originally in?
I'm originally from Pennsylvania near Philadelphia. And our camp was in Maryland. So getting closer to the beach.
Where does your energy come from?
I think my energy comes from the fact that I'm living in my calling, living in the space where I know God wants me, because that's what I've been teaching other women for so long, and I had to learn it myself first. And so for me, it is just that energy of knowing that I'm doing what I need to be doing what God has really gifted and allowed me to learn how to do and things like that. So when you're excited about what you do, when it connects with you, when it's something that you're solving a problem that really you see as a need that breaks your heart, that's where energy really comes from.
What does it feel like to not be in that lane?
It feels like you're in a roundabout and going in a circle. In that circle, you see all those exits that you could take. And I know, because I work with professional women, entrepreneurs, business owners, a lot of times God has gifted us with a lot of things that we are good at and a lot of things that we could do, but we get stuck in the roundabout of indecision and we don't know which way is really the way God wants us to step next when it comes to feeling like we are stuck. And the same in our faith life. If we feel stuck in our faith life, we're doing the same routines. We're doing the same thing we've always done, but our lifestyle has changed. We've got children now, maybe, or we have more work responsibilities, or we have a family member who's sick. We still stay in that roundabout, even in our faith life, of being stuck in trying to do the same disciplines, the same spiritual practices, and we never see a new route. And that is something that when I was there, I needed to get out of, and God, He showed me how.
Yeah, how do you get out?
First of all, you have to understand God's design of you, and that is really important. I think a lot of people think that our lives are cookie cutter, especially in the Christian faith or in what we want to do in staying in the God's calling or God's will for our life, right? So I think we have to understand our design, and a lot of times people think that, well, if I do it like her over there, or I do it like my pastor said, or I do it this way, then that's going to be okay for me. And then they feel that struggle, that disappointment. For me, I always say God like kind of hit me upside the head to get my attention. And He does that for many of us, right? Whatever kind of situation that you're in, what He'll do is whatever you need for Him to get your attention, that's what's going to happen. And for me, it was over 20 years ago now, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And when that happened, that first year, I actually kind of had that faith crisis and didn't know what to do anymore. And I really struggled with where was God and what was I supposed to do? And because I couldn't get to church anymore, and because I couldn't serve there, and because I couldn't even concentrate on my Bible study, like, was I not a Christian anymore? Was I losing my faith? All of these things were happening to me. And I took a page from what I used to help students with. I was originally a teacher, and I used a lot of that personality profiling and how students were designed, whether they were auditory, visual, tactile learners, and I would have lessons that would help them. And I took that knowledge and put it to use in saying to God, okay, what can I do now in my faith life? What is the next step for me? And it was understanding that design, that I was different and that my lifestyle now was different, and I could still grow in my faith. I could still be in His will, stepping into the next thing He had for me.
What about the money, though? It sounds as though we're talking about things and money isn't an issue in terms of how you actually make money going forward or how you even make an income. How does that help me get out of the roundabout if I'm trapped?
So if you are in the roundabout and you want to make money, let's say that that is what your focus is, that I want to have a business, I feel God is calling me to help a certain population or solve a certain problem. So knowing your design means that you can understand not just your spiritual gifts, but you can understand your personality type. You can understand your strengths, and you can understand all these different pieces of yourself, the experiences you bring to the table, the education you bring to the table. And you can really look at those pieces and say, okay, I want to help people in this way. And then you can develop a program or develop a business or develop a community that is paid, that you are expounding your expertise to solve this problem for certain people. I did the same thing. For many years, I've been working with Christian women for about 15 years now.
How did you come to meet Jesus?
I grew up in church. I professed at 4 years old because they allowed me to join the church. But I was in a church where it was not clear if I could lose my salvation or not. And so I struggled for many, many years going to the altar, so to speak, to just make sure I was still a Christian and make sure I was still a Christian. But I went to Christian college, and during that time I did some mission work, and I actually walked away from God for many, many years. It wasn't until my first child was born that I realized I had been running for a long time, and that God had actually been pursuing me, because there'd be those loops of guilt that I would go, oh, let's go back to church. Let me go back to church. But once my child was born, I really recommitted my life to Christ, started diving into my own, into the Bible, understanding those faith type of things that I had only accepted what the church was saying before, and now I was reading it and studying it for myself. I have dove into teaching Bible studies. I have a certificate in apologetics. I have done many, many different courses and things like that, because I do love God's word and love teaching God's word. And so really, I've always known about God, but being on fire for God and knowing that I am secure in Him probably just happened about 33 years ago.
In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
Well, I'd like to say that faith of itself is something that I'd never want anybody to struggle to maintain. It is really meant to be something that is your foundation and that guides and leads you in the way that you live your life, in the way that you lead others in your life and in all parts of it. I always say that you need to be filled up on God so much that He can't help but stick out all over the place in your life.
I love that. Deneen, this has been a great pleasure. One I treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.